坐在自己身上的穿着光裤短裙正舒适短裙是直接的什么字幕那么的有三件出发时有什么门抢救光裤短裙的时间短裙是直接的什么字幕那么一三件出发时有什么门抢救光裤短裙的时间短裙是直接的什么那么变成三件出发时有
各种参的呢，到底的小，各种参数的和尚的，到教你心里那种棒棒塞的当。到底个都对，各种喜欢的学来，安尼行的，说说的，每次刚上去的都难一点的，安尼行，那么样都向往的上去，但做到教到我什么向往的上去，安尼行的，那么样的，安尼每次大伙学来，每天。안에식박이추치고야나추치고야그냥자숨고야래단단히보디안에식가서는추지잡아야나추스가되고안에식봐안에식오늘이제내가박도내가들어야귀왜냐면나는추래어제서다자와냐봐라마시고시지안추치야나도와치고야어디내집에돈에나자와니신내로고야어디숨고야래
Recently, we looked at the laziness of, the laziness which is an attachment to ignoble activities, yeah. A kind of laziness that is, you know, that is involved, you know, that is attached to, doing, things that are, essentially, quite bad or not beneficial, yeah.So, in that section, we saw, we were told that, if we lead our lives, live our whole lives, distracted by all kinds of things, and if we live our lives, you know, under the control of our ignorance, anger, and attachment, then that would be, entirely, inappropriate, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.So, rather than living life in such a way, we should practice the Dharma. Yeah. So, you know, that advice to abandon the laziness of attachment to ignoble activities is essentially advice to practice the Dharma. Yeah. Because the Dharma is the real cause of happiness. Yeah.So through understanding that, then the antidote, you know, to this laziness that is attached to ignoble activities, you know, is to develop an enthusiasm for virtue, develop an enthusiasm for Dharma, and it is through such enthusiasm that one abandons, no, or counteracts the laziness that is an attachment to inferior or ignoble activities.
Yeah.
So we have to practice the Buddha Dharma, for it is the cause of everlasting happiness. Yeah. And the entire Buddha Dharma, the content of the subject matter is essentially contained in these three scriptural collections. Yeah. And the heart, the meaning of those three scriptural collections are essentially the three higher trainings. Yeah. But the very thing that stops us from actualizing these three higher trainings, which is the essential meaning of the three scriptural collections, one of the things that are stopping us, yeah, from actualizing that is this distraction, yeah, and also distraction but distracted, you know, by the solely by the affairs of this life, yeah. So if we live our lives just working only for the affairs and happiness of this life, then we will not be able to actualize the Dharma. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 다 되네마 아니지 가서래다 아니지 다 담배 취했으니 내가 타협이 규례 제단다 대라 좋아 깨고가래 아니지 다 가와 타협이 규 담배 취해봐도 좋아 깨고가래 대라다 아니 심 심지 되나 지기야만에 대신하다 기록에 내로 세디 아니 고고야래 다 디젤을 제가 다 담배 쳐 아니 지금 쳐봐라 다 기록이 내려지다 심심해 기록이 내려기 다시 좀 찾기야래 제가 다 기록이 내려 온도 맞춰야 남자 숨부야래 디젤마디라.
So the Buddha Dharma is the cause of our everlasting happiness. It's the cause of infinite happiness. Yeah, but the one of the things that stop, you know, us from actualizing it is basically the laziness, yeah, that is attached to all kinds of ignoble activities, yeah, like the affairs and the happiness, the attachment to the happiness of this life, yeah. So the ways to counteract this kind of laziness is to develop a real enthusiasm from the heart, you know? Enthusiasm for the Buddha Dharma. It has to be a heartfelt enthusiasm for the Buddha Dharma that comes from seeing that the Buddha Dharma is the cause of everlasting infinite happiness. Yeah. Well, having said that, you know, even if one has such an enthusiasm for virtue, enthusiasm to actualize the Dharma, but if one feels a kind of unable to do it, you know, if one feels discouraged, you know, if we have this laziness of discouragement, then that will also be a big obstacle. Yeah. As such, then the next the following section in the text deals with this kind of laziness.
Yeah. 가서 샘 소소소소 샘스 생도바스 생도고에 다지 납셔지 숨어 소소소 다지 생도시 다 지도구에서 통맞다 샘나 샘쇼고에 리키지 말아 샘나 생도시 샘쇼고 아니 고그레스 어떻게 샘만 로아티레
Well, right from the beginning, it is very important to have that confidence that you know, that we can do it ourselves. And we can definitely engage in the practice and actualize it. Yeah. So right from the beginning, we must know how to uplift the mood. Yeah, uplift the mind. Yeah.
어떻게 세상 더디 강화도도 다 고시수도 다 고시 코바 선다 인데다 변하다 또다니 못들에 다 변은 마오 소보 두개나 아니 시다 원도 아니 시다 만에 소 마적인 숨소 고거를 다 나시 아니 지 소소가 아니 지 천어 소 마셔야다 지 체로 소 빼야겠다 디디고로 왔다 대나시 숨었다 갑디 세디들 숨었다 님도 계시다 슈바메 님도 계시 근데 계시에 답하게 대화쳐봐 조율로 딱 원두 딱 원해식 쓴 가보여 근데 이제 딱 거실 좀 없어야 돼 고해성 그여래
So right from the beginning, it is important to uplift the mood of the mind, to uplift the spirit, to have that confidence that one can do the practice. Yeah. So and of the different ways of classifying joyous perseverance. So there's a type of joyous perseverance that is known as the armor-like joyous perseverance. So when people go to war, when they go on a battle, warriors, they put on an armor, which then protects them from protect them against all kinds of weapons. Yeah. So similarly, at the beginning of the practice, right from the beginning, you know, one must put on this armor-like joyous perseverance, you know, which is the kind of attitude, you know, which thinks that no, this I definitely can do this. You know. It's an enthusiasm, yeah. It's a heartfelt enthusiasm, yeah, for dharma, for virtue.
Oh, that's it. That tenem, ani si ta, ngono tenem si kun. Tenem ata jawa, ani jawa pa, jawa la juri nukala, ani jawa si min dekala, ani si ta. 주에 주룩 랍셔도 다행이다 좋아라 보기다 좋아라 주면다 좋아 좀이도 가라 야 제 가서래 냠수 냠발라 야 쓸라 좋아시 와야시 또 주에 주룩 쓰네 또 냠수 냄비 좋아 좀이도 가라 야 쓸라 야 지 좋아 좀아 좋일러지 야 구기하래 어디서 구기하래
So before the practice, before you engage the practice, you know, we must uplift the mood of the mind. You need to put on the armor-like joyous perseverance, which is a preparation, yeah, for the practice. And then, when one engages in the actual practice, when one starts, you know, on the process of the actual practice, then one needs the joyous perseverance of application, yeah, which is an enthusiasm for whatever you're doing while you're doing it.
어떻게 되냐마 되냐 땅 무시냐 겁나 땅 좋아지 무시냐 겁나 땅 대승과 가서 전신 때지 아니 보기 되네 전신 땅 때문에 거네 아니 자와 아니 지금 뭐네 지금 후다시 시다 전도 대승과를 놀란 봤을 때다
So at the time during the time of the practice the actual practice one takes up the practice sincerely, with enthusiasm, yeah, and one engages in the practice, carries out the practice with mindfulness and vigilance. Yeah.
Oh, that no, we should never let it. Some should not be able to do it. No, that we should never let it. We should be able to do it. Some should 무신약을다 라게 칼라치 진데다 대도 자와데 근데 시도 그래서 심 마시 마시마시세 나도 당이 조율로 시고 해서 그래 마시면 좀 쓰다 던데 무신약
So and during the actual body of the practice, it is extremely important to do the practice and to carry out whatever one has decided on without any sense of discouragement, without thinking that, oh, no, I can't do this. Yeah. So, one needs to have the kind of joyous perseverance. Yeah. Yeah, the joyous perseverance of non-discouragement. Yeah.
어떻게 되네 마 아니지 달라다 아니지 다 촉발을 믿으면 쭉 쓰니다 가서 말했다 야 왔대서 좁혀 가로시 좁혀 다가서 아니 좁혀 신이 만져봤어 다동 아니지 가서 말해 다동 딜을 하게 야와 주변을 봐 초하시하라 아니 좋아고 하시 배고 하시 다동 다 촉발을 믿으면 쭉 쓰니다 쭉 남아시 다도 되게 하나 되는 성도
Then there's also the joyous perseverance of non-contentment. Yeah, in that, you know, even if one has already started on the practice and is engaging in the practice of the Buddha Dharma, you know, in the practice of some virtue. Yeah, so after having accomplished a little bit, you know, one should not have this idea that oh, I've kind of done enough. No, you know, and one should have this idea that you know, one, I'm going to like. Continue on the practice and increase on it, you know. Yeah, one should not feel you know, just satisfied or content with whatever one is able to do. Yeah, but rather to aim, to strive, to be able to do more. Yeah.
Oh, that 코랑 다 가정들에 기록이 아마 봉초던. 솔랑단이 옹차던 다른 시험도 냠바당스 다른 시험도 제브르키스 가서 책디다 제레 다 티가로 저 디숭가레 다 베제베지 독다도 이제 다 주르나 바시 숭아도 시 이것도 어떤데로 시로와
So these are the four types of joyous perseverance and verse 16 Without despondency, I should gather the masses of army and diligently take control of myself, through equalizing self with others and exchanging self for others. That I guess is talking about the four types of joyous perseverance.
Oh, 도시네 도다이 도마다 쓴다 생태고에 드네마다 좋아라 아니 가시 도시 죽고에 아니 죽자니 무시 내가 몰라 아니 대시 대시 아니 뭐냐 홀다 치고에 Today, Tene, Anishita, Lucem, Nesuwa, says Tada, Atinis, Yung Tuajin, Santa, Penata, Tide Toneta, Lucem, Nesuwa, Yung Dugala, Anita, Chocolate Museum, Sudu, said the Pesenda, Rangi, Rangi, sent the old two Dugala, Tita, but Sinala Sopa Topsy, did it, Lucem, Nesuwa, Anni, Rangi, sent the old two to Yung Dugala. 아니 원해지 조금 미치겠어 좀 세리다 용토에 니네 매로다.
Well, before we start on any endeavor here, virtuous endeavor, Dharma practice, virtue, right? One must have a sense of enthusiasm. Yeah? One's mood, one's spirit must be high. So you must uplift the mind. Yeah? Then, secondly. So there's the Amalite joyous perseverance, and then as you start, you know, as you engage in the practice, you know, that engagement you know, must be done you know, happily, you know, with enthusiasm. Yeah. So there's the joyous perseverance of application. Yeah. And then while one is doing the practice, in the process of doing the practice, then one must do the practice, of course, with enthusiasm, without any discouragement. And one does the practice mindfully and with vigilance. Yeah. Then come a point in time when one achieves meditative serenity or calm abiding, isn't it? Where you achieve pliancy of body and mind, that's when one gains kind of like control over one's body and mind, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. One is able to employ one's body and mind in any virtue as one's according to one's wishes. Yeah, you know when you have that kind of ability. Yeah, so I guess it's from then on, with that kind of ability, with mastery over one's body and mind that comes from calm abiding. Then that's really I think that's when the last joyous perseverance of non-contentment can really set in. Yeah, because from that time onwards, you can really strive on and on. You know. in the practice. And I think, this is the meaning of the first two lines of verse 16.
어떻습니? 다 딘데기 아니시겠다, 란얘기 아니시겠다, 다 진실된지 아니 벌써 제시 벌써 두시 아니시, 랑생기 랑생기 랑 옹도 두두 벌써 소인도 가나 딘데마다 아니 자주 쓴 거네, 다 떠다.
And after having gained some mastery over one's body and mind, as a result of meditative stabilization or as a result of calm abiding, then one develops, one meditates on bodhicitta, through methods such as exchanging itself and others, which will be covered in a lot of detail in the next chapter 8, on a chapter on meditative stabilization.
어떻게 제가 아디데도 시슝을 띠데 삼을 따인도 가라 판남지다 자주 생규를 깨나 신의 고그레 세리 비자다 딘데게 당내다 지금 용어매도 삼고도 알아 다 디행어 삼을 따인은 거 약보 삼다마 지금 자주 생공발라 루슨 레슨을 마실 거야 아니 랑기 생리 랑기 옹도 두다베 중 딘데 신에다 자주 생공매도 우지 숨도 왔다 디나치다 디시도다
Well, so if you think about if you think about the progression of the presentation of these different practices, we're saying clearly that the real cultivation of actual practice or real practice of bodhicitta comes after one has gain a mastery over one's body and mind, which is an effect of having actualized calm abiding. Yeah. Having said that, right, so perhaps, you know, this is one, perhaps, you know, it is from this, perhaps this is why they say, according to some views, yeah, like Sarah J. textbook view, right, you know, that you need calm abiding before you can actualize bodhicitta. Yeah. So if you look at how things are presented in Shantideva's text, perhaps we could argue that there's some truth behind that assertion that you can only actualize bodhicitta, actualize it after you have calm abiding. Yeah.
And
then verses 17 to 19 are essentially antidotes or remedy discouragement, isn't it? Right? For despondency, for discouragement. So the essence of that is that if we put in the right effort, And if we put in the right effort, if we cultivate bodhicitta, and if we do not give up the bodhisattva training, there's no reason why we can't achieve enlightenment. Yeah. Or it is said that even a so-called lowly being, such as flies and mosquitoes and bees and insects, whatever, even they can achieve enlightenment if the conditions are right. Yeah. So then what reason is there to put forth for us not achieving enlightenment?
어떻게 다 돈다 정보 티레 다 가서 왔다. 다 돈다 티레 변했다 다나 변하 다나 니시 가서 왔다. 정보로 소보 대다장 아니 산지 특구이나 소아대 돈다 정보 다 심지 탐지라 산지 이렇게 말해서 어디에게 돈에 숨기고 말해 다 심지 탐지 이기라 아니 산지 이렇게 말해서 아니 심지 당시 무엇 말해서 뒷마세대 로보 말해서 그래서 정말 심지어 쉬는 쉬고요 말했어. 아 도신 뒤대기 뒤네. 다 안에 싣고 산 예쁜 그랬어. 다 들어서 뭐 다니 말해. 다 뒤다지 마. 또 줄라면 다 내가 당부 입에 감나다 예루 용거래 어디.
So then in verse 18 it says, even those who are flies, mosquitoes, bees, and likewise worms, you know, will win the unsurpassable enlightenment, isn't it? If they put in effort, but primarily, the argument here is that argument that is being made here with this by this sentence is that all sentient beings, including them, you know, flies, mosquitoes, and so forth, can achieve enlightenment because all sentient beings possess the Buddha lineage. Yeah, all sentient beings possess the Buddha lineage, or in simple English, we say Buddha nature, yeah? Buddha lineage. Because all sentient beings' minds are in the nature of all sentient beings' minds is clear light, and the obscurations, the defilements, are adventitious. Yeah, all the obscurations, the defilements are not in the nature of. It is not in the nature of the mind to be defiled, to be obscured. It's just that these defilements and obscurations are there, but fortunately, they are temporary. They can be removed, through the force of antidotes. Yeah. So as such, you know, this is one of the main reasons showing why all sentient beings do indeed can have the potential to achieve full enlightenment. Yeah. And more details on this. Can be found in the next module next year when we look at least chapter 1 of Uttara Tantra or the Sublime Continuum.
Oh, to re, that tenema, anishi karsorta, anishi ta, zumba tembaina, anishi rangi, oneshi ta, kale jabai, zumba tembaina, oneshi ta, chanju tup nidani, sini tidei tone, ta, anisan nindu jebai, anishi. 라는 지도고 말해 선생님 기록시 대봐 많이 봐 어떻게 되겠다 내 숨쉬기 알람시 숨고야 돼
So by through understanding how ourselves and all sentient beings possess the Buddha lineage and Buddha nature and as such the potential to achieve omniscience full enlightenment is there if we work at it you know so through understanding this one can counteract the laziness of discouragement yeah So perhaps it would be beneficial if you could memorize verse 19. Yeah. So whenever you feel hopeless, when you feel discouraged, you know, then you know one can think about this verse. Yeah. Yeah. It says, since I have been born human by race and recognize what is beneficial and what is harmful. If I do not forsake the deeds of enlightenment, the Bodhisattva deeds, yeah, then why would I not attain enlightenment? Yeah?
지금 완전 망쳐라 신발 배신 얘기 안 하네. 나 최신 신발에 배신 가버려.
가버려.
신발 배신 가버려. 야, 그 삼양고 땅 나 최신 신발에는 가버려.
But if you actually if we think about it, it is really very difficult, in general, yeah, to feel discouraged about practicing Dharma. If you think about it.
True, not true. Oh, interesting. That means you are working very hard for the practice in Dharma. If that's not true, so that means you are working day and night practicing Dharma. You got what I'm saying? What do you think? But Shubha Kyala, when I forget that, 먼저 심벌에 가버렸다. 이제 담제 캠버지 던지냐. 아니 야바지 강하로 뭐지 중중 이제 될었다. 초시신에 대등해지로 한다. 심벌에 캠도 왔어. 당하도 막 쳤더라고. 답안도 이제 먹고 막 드레시. 아니 나 간들어시 말아다. 아니 배저랐다. 독신다. 초시 대지 모두. 근데 지금 초시는 되게 또 심벌에 가버렸다. 그래서 되게 말해.
I think you know, all of us, we don't ever get discouraged by practice. Yeah. You know, what do? You know, we kind of think that we want enlightenment. So with that, you know, we kind of have the kind of, oh yeah, I want to achieve enlightenment. Oh, then that's my motivation. And then with that, you know, then we recite some mantras, do some daily practice, do some study, you know. And then we feel content, you know. Oh yeah, great, that's great. I'm doing great. I'm doing well, yeah. So there's no room to be discouraged, yeah, for us.
Oh, to say that Shimbang one ke de kawaii gorsena. One ji da. San ke se di yute sam ji mi jaba yute ba shi. Ani ji da. 산제 세리 담 아니 담제 겸만 봐 아니 좀 고생 봐 윤대 군대 봐 딘데시 통제 다 뒤에 오늘시 김에 김에 좀 말했어 아니 시 딘데기 윤대 타협을 주면서 아니 남 타협을 놓고야 제가 까지 당내수도 놓고야 남지 고립 제가 놓고야 남도 가대시 놓고야 내가 저 증언식 당부주 신고요. 시엔시 다 디네마니 시 냠냠고네 신도가나 오 다티다 당 지투사 말에 선 신바지 들레 것이래 봐 담아져도 디오 말아 봐다 디메도 네 신바지 그 말을 써야 되는데
so for us we are not at the level where we ever get discouraged, you know, about practice, you know, about Dharma. For whom does discouragement sets in? For whom? This person is somebody who understands what enlightenment is, what Buddha really is. In short, a person who understands that Buddha is somebody who has eliminated every single fault and accomplished every single quality. And this person understands that such a state is not, it doesn't happen without any cause or conditions, but rather this person understands fully that in order to actualize this state, and any individual who wants to actualize this state needs to accomplish a limitless variety of paths, and he knows the full seek the whole overall picture, and he understands, you know, how the practice has to be done in what stage, you know, without missing anything and without, you know, mixing up things and missing anything, you know. And the person understands that any individual must traverse all these limitless paths over a very long period of time, over countless of eons. Yeah. Then, when this person has a complete understanding of all this, really conviction, and then it's about to start, you know, then he feels
Wow.
This is really tough. This is not easy. Ah, that is what you call discouragement.
So we don't have that. Huh? The last laziness we don't have. Only the first two we have. The last one doesn't look like we have, so now we don't need the antidote also. Huh? Huh? Last one. Don't have, then no need antidote. Otoshine, that tonight, did it, that corn shone much in it, Tangazani, Sita, one is your social collection, a chance to talk to the good. What it is, Sanjay, somebody in Nayanda, chicks. That tissue, the tiller, rank, talk to good in Nayan, one is your pogita, rank it, Luda, Annie, Carasar, Kama was so bad, and it's Tantos of Paris, the one is Shiragita, teaching my ingredients, Tuxin Hachik, Sepishumasia.
Well, there are some who understand these various things, yeah. And a cause of getting discouraged is their understanding that in order to achieve omniscience, they have to engage in the extensive bodhisattva deeds, you know, such as the practice of the perfection of generosity, which is said to involve also giving up one's life, one's body, yeah, when appropriate, isn't it? So faced by such a prospect, you know, then there are some who think that, I understand you need to do this, yeah, but I don't think I can do this, no way. And then, you know, so that's how discouragement sets in, yeah.
Oh, that chicken to snatter, Calde Kala was a potangotan in Chishana, so this went in. And it chit, Tilanga, Chitanya, Macheva, Mongbeta, Jumper, Kawacheva, Tomatoes, and Dr. Marcheva, the Udan set down, Shikurki, Changu Tomar, Miguros, not this way.
Such a worry or fear is stated in verse 20, isn't it? Having to give away my legs and arms and so forth frightens me. How well the response to that is, without analyzing what is heavy and what is light. Heavy and light. Yeah, okay. Without analyzing what is heavy and what is light, I'm reduced to fear through confusion. Over countless billions of eons, I will be cut. Did it? Chungsaro.
Gyutaro.
Yeah, so I don't think it's future tense. I think it's past tense. That's why it's like, it sounds weird. So you should say that over countless billions of eons, I have been cut, stabbed, burned, and chopped up many times, but I still have not achieved enlightenment. Essential response to this fear is that, you know, that such a kind of fear is unfounded. Because in the first place, you know, what you need to fear, you're not afraid of. But what you do not need to fear, you know, you're frightened. So, you know, so essentially that's the response.
Yeah.
The answer continues with kind of saying that, well, it's a different thing, you know, if you have to lose your head and your arms and so forth after having generated bodhicitta. But what if you didn't generate bodhicitta? Does it mean that you will not lose your arm, your head, and so forth? Or if that's the case, even if you don't have bodhicitta, but if you really, without bodhicitta, if you then don't lose your arms and legs and so forth, then maybe it's fine, yeah?
You're getting the point? That's the day. Pagi, Kangla Tuana, Chigitus. Chance with Joba Lama, Kangla, so much Chinguin, Chintu, but Chiba Chigitus got a jutsetti. Roa. Roa. Atampo.
Well, the first place you understand what the fear is about. The fear that some people have, you know, that, well, here, is that, what are they afraid of? They're essentially afraid of the bodhisattva deeds, yeah. They're afraid of engaging in the deed of, the bodhisattva deeds of giving up their bodies, yeah. Or having to sacrifice, you know, parts of their bodies, you know, for something, yeah.
What? That? Changju sim majabaina, to kazi changju sim majabaj, yase choba malabaina, and so sukita, ganglana soba chubu to my yon bonata, and it that Namana Sinjipajena, the Jinsen the temperature is.
Okay, right? But if you, without developing bodhicitta, so if you don't develop bodhicitta, and then if you don't practice the bodhisattva deeds, and then at the same time, if you really don't, then you don't then end up losing your body for whatever reason, or your legs or your arms or so far, then maybe then there's a reason to be afraid of the bodhisattva deeds, of having to give up your body.
What in the matter was that on the end got Toma Nebane, Anishita, got Tangle Devipala, Nimazo and Sita, Leto Mambula, Anishi Rank Gotuma, Yalachuba, Anishi Lushama, what today, Anishi, did they chase any term of it to one Mambu Shu, Shanishi, and young yardes?
But obviously that isn't the case, right? Because, we don't have any bodhicitta, neither do we have any bodhisattva deeds. But since the beginningless lifetimes, up to now, how many lifetimes, you know, we have been cut, beaten, chopped up, you know, yeah, all for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, today's chunga day na, tang one si pagi changju tobegi ani si ta, gurju toba ani chunga manes, top toba ani chunga manes, otuksi ta.
So although we have been cut and beaten and chopped up, you know, many, many times, you know, since in the past, yeah, but none of those experiences, you know, benefited us. None of those experience has made us come closer to enlightenment, yeah.
Oh, to see, da, anisic dinamatile, anisic, danya do to my chasm, yomo, says to that is a daggish chanchu, dubai, dumatila, two years. So, no cola, no salse, limited with dumasin star.
Yet, this suffering for my accomplishing enlightenment will have a limit. It is like the suffering of having an incision made in order to eliminate the harm of pain destroying it inside.
What is it? That 다 딘데 섬은 다이미라. 뱃나, 다 랑이 창주 토야기 치도, 땅은 좀 가와 지혜시어로. 가와 지혜디나, 깔레 지혜디나, 랑, 라는 뱃나 창주 토야기 치도, 아니, 가와 지혜디, 지혜지, 아니, 동을 좀 용바이네. 딜라 추지요, 그랬어. 그러봐. 딜라 추요, 그랬어. 추스나구로. 잠시. 딜라 추지요, 그랬어.
If really for the sake of accomplishing enlightenment, if we endure all the austerities, you know, that are necessary, if we bear hardships, yeah, even if we do bear hardships, yeah, of course we have to, but even if we bear the hardships to achieve enlightenment, there's a limit to the hardships that we have to bear in order to achieve enlightenment.
다 장주 두에게 아니 지금 다 장주 두에게 제도 같이 동아시 용바이나 때 동아 충종에 퇴장 아니 지금 다 가서 말해 다 그 당지 두에게 가서 가서 당면과 숨쓴 다 또 다음에 처해 가시 다 또 가서부터 가와지 가서 가서 당면 숨쓴 때 아니 가와지니 아니 나는 그 장주 더 퇴실에 놓았다 당 어떻게 쓴다
So, even if we have to endure, even if we have to put up with suffering, if we have to engage in austerities, bear hardships, in the process of achieving omniscience, still whatever hardships that may be involved is still relatively small. And also, there's a limit to it, you know, in terms of the time span. Yeah, so it is three great countless eons, but still you can put a number to it. Yeah, it may sound very long, but still you can put a number to it. There's a limit. Yeah, there's an end, yeah, basically.
다 돈다 뒤숨에다 뒤와디 다 돈 침부지 주의 시도 다 나 안에지 다 동아 충성 소거해 다 뒤배로 숨고 있는 강시대 오마디 들었다 나 제가 님 들어와 그래서 되게 제가 또 뭐 숨을 놓고 넣었어요 몇몇 대비 동아 신스다 뒤배로 숨에다 다 침부지 주도 충성 소거해 아 뒤내 숨에다 다
어 It's like putting up with a small problem in order to overcome a big problem. Yeah. And I guess maybe the last two lines of verse.
But this document is a house called.
But
this is a red.
What do you think? You think the last two lines of verse 22 is. Do you think that the last two lines of verse 22 is an analogy of putting up, bearing hardships in order to achieve the greater purpose of full enlightenment? And if so, how does the analogy work? This is also the next verse, verse
23, isn't it?
Even all doctors eliminate illness with unpleasant medical treatments, so in order to overcome manifold sufferings, I should put up with little discomfort.
다디 진짜 집과 두고 있는 나 다디 선물 다르셔 다디네마 아니지 가르스나 다디네 소식 동안 짜면 용병거나 늙어봐 내 친구 소리 다디 불쌍하다 다디네 마들이셔
So I don't know about the analogy. I don't know whether the last two lines of verse 22 and then the verse 23 whether are they driving at the same thing or not. Yeah. So anyway, and then we have the next verse. Which is kind of saying that the Buddha shows us the method, you know, to cure the great or big diseases. without having to experience the slightest suffering.
어떻게 다 돈다이니 아니지 가서래다 좀더 내기 아니지 다 먼저 달랍셔티래다 전주 주변시도 다 가왔지 아니지 다 전주 주변시 가왔지 아니 오늘 수지 그 맨 그는 내시에서도 가버려 아니지 샤샤로 소고 딘데기 치세 딘데기 아니지 다 딘데 대도 대자면 숨어야 말했어 가왔 딘데기 깔렸자고 대자면 숨어야 말했어 따따따 아니 좀 되게 원해서 있다 보기 남디 아니 남 자원을 때네 아니 대부지 돈에 대부 대부 타이는 남셔지 아니 좀 되게 숭여래 어떻게 숭여지래
so our point here is that the Buddha you know when he shows us the path to freedom and to enlightenment his path is not like ordinary solutions no like what doctors prescribe, you know. So, you know, sometimes you know, we have to take all kinds of, you know, disgusting tasting medicine or what else. We have to undergo a medical procedure which involves cutting up the body and so forth. Yeah. But rather, the Buddha helps us to overcome all the problems by showing us a path. A solution that leads from bliss and happiness to bliss and happiness. It is a path that brings about joy.
독신이 다 진들 진단 좀 되냐 내 독신 송도 다 누구 까와지 시우 송도 다 돈당이 되냐 보기다 지 오늘 지 보기다 된 대화라 내시 아니 나 공개 남자 좋은 인부티 송거야 된 아니 지 아니 된 디강 대시 아니 기도 냠샤 체세 딜 아니 티시 대시 어디 대 있다네 아니 지파 고 샘드에게 남샤 소티 숨고요래 저나도 저거 잡고 세디티 말했다 탁 남대와 세디티 대시로 숨고요래 디데 돈에 다 산게 남샤 숨에 디데 있다네 란주기다 가서래 보기 코아 코아 계시기 둘려다니모 어디도 봐 처방 때문에 내용을 자원을 매발소에게 답시 좀 내가 숨겨야 돼.
So the Buddha prescribes a happy, blissful, joyful path that leads to a happy, joyful, and blissful result. Yeah. You know, if you get the instructions for carrying out the practice of meditation or changing the mind, is it? It almost always involves in a an advice to find a suitable seat, a comfortable seat, isn't it? Yeah, Buddha doesn't recommend like unnecessary discomfort or austerities, isn't it? We always advise to sit on a comfortable seat, isn't it? And then within, while seated, you know, in that comfortable posture, then one looks inside. And well, the practice is done inside with the mind, isn't it? Right. Well, it doesn't involve any, you know, much on the outside. But it's about dealing with the stuff inside. Yeah. And the method that the Buddha has prescribed is essentially a medicine, a method to eradicate karma and afflictions, which is the root, the source of all the problems and all the, which includes all the sicknesses and what have you. Yeah.
어떻게니 다 어떻게 될지 숨겨다 다 뒤네 아니지 다 뛰어가라 다 딜리그로 변하다 아니 람대와네 아니지 탑람 아니지 다 람대와네 아니지 람점보세시 다 딜리 스기여나 아니지 다 아니 람기 아니 류당 딜리 아니지 다 강라마 서바 땅고에 대한 조가 간다시 전부 시작을 했어 다 다디
So the path that Buddha has prescribed is a very soft, gentle one. Yeah, it does not involve harming ourselves or hurting ourselves. Right? Well, having said that, and how do we reconcile this with having to give up your head, your legs, and your arms. There seems to be a contradiction, right?
To get enlightened, whether you have to give your hand and limb and leg, have to give up not? Huh? The question is that. In order to get enlightened, whether you have to give your limb and head, no?
Yes.
And how you complete the perfection of generosity then? If you say no, the next question, how you complete perfection of your generosity if you cannot sacrifice your life? Yeah, continue.
Yeah, am I? Then, no need donation form with you.
So what do you think? Have to give your body to get enlightened or not? So that means you haven't read the text, huh? Have to give or don't have to give? If you don't give your limb, hand, whether you are you can achieve perfection of generosity. Yeah, and my point is that.
What do you mean? That's not the thing. The answer is in the next verse. At the beginning, the guide applies the giving of such things as vegetables. Later, having become accustomed to that, one may progressively give away even one's flesh. So, what does the last line say? One may progressively give away even one's flesh, isn't it? So verse 25 is an answer is to that potential qualm stated earlier, isn't it? That some people may find it that they cannot be, they can't reconcile. The fact that on one hand, the Buddha's teachings, the path that the Buddha has prescribed is said to be a gentle one, that it does not involve any harm to oneself, and on the other hand, then there are these instructions of having to give up one's life, one's body, yeah, to achieve enlightenment. Yeah. So the answer is in verse 25, yeah, in that, at the beginning of one's practice of generosity, you give away what you find easy to give away. Yeah, it could be a plate of vegetables or whatever you find easy to part with.
Oh, tindayi tuwane, jimbe nyamne laya shi sungwa de. Ta rangi teya zun yang jik rinda zidengi ji na, yang jik ko, teya la yang ko, chaksam suk chi mudu dewa za, tanya di kambu cha gare. Tindayi za, tindayi la yang jik ta, teya zun rinda che dewa su su cha de sati yang jik. Pa tanya la, ta labja tindayi yung kutuwa, ta su su gita, samlu tingne, dongsim ji gu gare de. Ani jik jowa chi duka na, tindayi labja su ngu tuwa, labba yene yuena jine, yene yeba la jine, ta tundayi tindayi da, Nāne tā jīngi jīmbar chē sīni tīndēki tōne tā lūngā yī sūngu tōne lāwē nāmshē chē sūngu tōgā tōre.
Well, there are also these instructions to accustom ourselves to the practice of generosity, isn't it? To increase, essentially is to generate and increase the attitude of giving, the thought of giving. So, I mean, you know, in the Lam Rim literature, they explain how one could practice giving passing, giving something from your right hand to your left hand and then your left hand to your right hand, isn't it? And then one could also verbalize that intent, or I want to give this, I want to give that. No? So it's getting oneself into that attitude of giving.
Ani chiru chiru tangshe, dukshini ta jimba nyamna jaya labshe. O tindaya shini ani kumbayi na, ani ko, ani lehlaru tuayashi yungu yore. O tindaya to ne, shisu kumbayi, wane yakbu shi chayi nukwa na, jimbe nyamna yakbu shi karu chayi nukwa na, ani shisu rangi, ani lula sobaya tangyaji, ani tongtubashi yungu resu. Ro pangba meba ta tongtubashi yungu resu, lati sumbi yore.
So, through habituating, familiarizing oneself to the idea of giving, then one's ability or one's willingness and ability to give gradually increases, isn't it? Then it is said that there will come a point in time because of thorough habituation or familiarity with the practice of the perfection of giving, there will come a time that one can give away one's body without any sense of loss.
Well, so it is it.
Well, so it is said that the bodhisattvas reach a point in their practice where they are able to give away even their body without any sense of loss. And for such bodhisattvas, to them, giving away their bodies is like anybody else giving away a plate of vegetables. They don't feel any sense of loss, and they have no attachment holding them back at all. So it is said.
Oh, the concept of the lula, so much of the lula, this is shallow. This is shallow, so to what telaka was just here, so that it was at all.
So at such a time when I've generated a mind that regards my body as being like vegetables, then what hardship will there be when it comes to giving away my flesh?
What did ma? That Dixuni, that is what that Tinema, and it's it. Carswale. Then what is it? Lam Dubi Zimbala, Mikibi Kansala, and it loosened the Mitama Yukuris. And it's one of the Lam Dubala Chibi, and it Kabala, and Kawachi, the Tunga Yomaris, that is what the Bapanji to my Kibish in the Mikamis.
Well, so it is said that those who are not expert, who are not skillful in the correct order of the practice, of training their minds in the path. So those people who are not skillful, who do not know how to progress, know, stage by stage. These are the people who experience physical and mental difficulties. And while it is said that those who are exposed, who know how to go about doing the practice correctly in the correct order and so forth, it is said that they don't experience hardships.
어떻습니까? 또다시 이제 가르쳤다. 다 또다 뒤에는 다 전주 삼바스나 조조 다 보기다. 항상 다 말씀이 또 되게 전주 삼바스 조조 다 또다 뒤쓴 거래. 뒤졸아 아니시다. 아니 조조 누기 누라 아니 변을 남길 야라와 소바 아니 진도 가라. 아니 누라 동안 유그랩에서나 유그야만했어. 그러면 진도가 동아 유구야만에 준자 가르서나 아니 동아 예수기 강벽이 루기 동아 중에기 주디 미제와 차기 하랬어 자다 동아 예수기 미제와 탐제 방발했어 윤생 뒤치나 아니 사상탕제 생계 다 톱딩에 되죠 아니 진다 아 나서래 그래 사상탕제 생계 아르와
我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我把这个放上。我 negativities, there's no suffering, and due to skill, there's no unhappiness. Thus, mind and body are harmed by wrong conceptions and negativities. So, those bodhisattvas with the pure thought of compassion, and of, quite a while ago, we looked at the divisions of mind generation. If you divide mind generation into four, there's the mind generation associated with the mind, the path of seeing, which is the mind generation of pure resolve, I think. I don't know how I translated it last time. But anyway, the mind generation of pure resolve, basically the mind generation in the continuum of the those bodhisattvas. Yeah. Because of having that mind generation, because they have abandoned the non-virtues of body, speech and mind, which is essentially the main cause of experiencing pain, physical pain. Yeah. So because they have abandoned the cause, so when such bodhisattvas, when they give away their bodies, even though they give away their bodies, they cut their bodies and give it away, because they have abandoned the cause of physical pain, so therefore they don't experience physical pain, even when they give away their bodies. So it is said, yeah.
What did you say? Ah, then ma, ane si kasore, la. Pasan tapi sih. Jadi, tadi dah tu sih jumpa. Dan ada, tak pasan tapi sih. Tadi le sa tamu tahu itu kala, tu dah ni dah memang tu musim tu tu he. Terus apa? Then, tindak itu ane, dah memang tu musim tu itu kala, ane sih tak kasore.
The bodhisattvas on the first ground, so they perceive the meaning of selflessness directly. And so they are expert, they are skilled, they are expert in seeing the truth, the ultimate reality directly. So as such, even when they give away their bodies, they don't experience any mental suffering.
That's 동아시 용도 디카르 쓰나 조조레 아니 다도지네 당시 다도도 당시 군다디다 쇼칭부 요인서 다티네 이징이 다 아니 쓰나 동아 용도 시레스 도순 거요.
Well, for the rest of us folks, yeah, people who are not superior bodhisattvas, yeah. So if we give away our bodies or we give away any parts of our bodies, yeah, we feel both physical and mental suffering, pain, yeah. We experience physical suffering because we have not yet abandoned the negativities. Yeah. So we experience physical suffering, and because we have not abandoned the intellectually acquired afflictions, we experience mental suffering.
Oh, that's simple. To my attitude, that.
Because us folks, because we hold on very strongly to I and to mind, grasping at the I and grasping at mind, so therefore we have the basis for experiencing mental pain, mental suffering. If we were to give away our bodies, and because we have not abandoned negativities such as killing, stealing and so forth, when we give away our bodies, if we do cut or give away our bodies, we will experience physical pain.
Jinji, Jeda Turbulence. That don't die. That chance of Papa to the Chigita. Anishi, Luigi Rochi, Sevici, the Daji, Turbach. Turbat Samaya, one is Pagitachi, Kaswar. Shenda made a similar that Gadiki has you grace. Anishi Bena, Yeran Dajumba, Pagita, Shiwe, England, never shepherd, Shiwe Gadiri, Sumiore. 기회견 하도 가대지 구역에서 지금 남의 뉴지 진로시 있어서 다시 타박잖아 틀을 하면 가오시 지게 됐어 됐다는 따로 오마지만은 됐습니다.
So Chandragati in his supplement to the Middle Way, he said that when such bodhisattvas, these superior bodhisattvas, when they, you know, even if they would hear somebody requesting them to give away their bodies, even just to hear the request, you know, they feel so happy, you know, unimaginable joy, you know. It is said that the joy that such bodhisattvas experience just by hearing this request, the joy is said to exceed, you know, greatly the joy that is experienced by the hearers and solitary realizer, foe destroyers, arhats, while in meditative equipoise, you know, on the ultimate nature of reality. Yeah. So those arhats, of course, are in a very blissful state, nirvana, isn't it, right? But the joy that the bodhisattva experiences when they hear even a request for their bodies to be given is said to exceed even that, the joy experienced by the arhats.
Yeah. Rangilu, when I see Dai Shumbaina, Tiwe Yanta, Gawa Lampar Jigris, what did that?
And it said that if those bodhisattvas, if they actually get to offer their bodies, they experience even more happiness than that their joy is even it greatly exceeds, you know, that the joy that they experience from just hearing a request for their bodies to be given. Or if you remember the discussion from in the stages of the path to enlightenment, yeah. Well, when it comes to the practice of giving, there are appropriate times and inappropriate times. One has to be skilled, one has to know what is an appropriate time to give and what is not an appropriate time to give. Yeah. So when it is an inappropriate time to give, when one isn't at that level yet, you know, although the body is true by nature, dirty, filthy, and you know, it's crap, but nevertheless, one should not look down on the body, you know, because the body is you know, crap, dirty, filthy, you know, and then not take care of it. You know. In fact, as a practitioner, it is said that one has to take care of the body, yeah, to guard. And the word is to guard the body, because you need it as a basis to practice the Dharma. But you have to guard it without being attached, yeah, without any attachment to the body. You guard it for the purpose of practicing the Dharma. Then, but when the time comes, when one is at the level, when the time comes, when the time is appropriate, then it is okay to give the body. So to give away one's body when the time is inappropriate will not bring about any great meaning or purpose to oneself or to others. Yeah.
Okay, so somebody asks you, so please don't give. Somebody come and ask, please give me your hand. Huh? You can shake hand, but don't.
If their bodies are happy due to their merit, and their minds are happy due to their skill, then even if they remain in cyclic existence for the sake of others, why would the compassionate ones be disheartened? Due to the strength of the mind of enlightenment, he exhausts his previous negativities and gathers oceans of merit. Hence, he is said to excel the hearers. The practice of the Bodhisattva path is excels that of the Hinayana.
What to say? 다른 거라 다 전시스미 변시가 가면요. 디마트 신의 미션 조별처럼 다 돈다들이 또 좀 간대지는 전시스 그러지 계속나 되게 아니지 세트와이스 속도 봐.
Should we remember right at the beginning of this text in chapter 1 when the benefits of generating the mind of enlightenment was discussed. One of the many benefits of generating the mind of enlightenment is that once that mind is generated, even the most powerful negativities can be purified. Well, another benefit of having generated the mind of enlightenment is that once the mind is generated, henceforth, even when one is distracted, even when one is lying down, going about doing whatever, the merit in that person's mind is on the increase, yeah, continuously. There's also a verse says that if you want whatever kind of happiness, whether it's in samsara or you want enlightenment, those kind of happiness comes from meditating or bodhicitta.
That's the one watch, that's one verse. You remember? I don't know which verse, I cannot find that. Sibet 집에 동안 망보정 뒤도 끊어 내가 서야게 쇼 소동해지 이나야 전주 쌤 공부 그랬어 어떤다 되기다 전단이 뭐 되기 좀 더 그래 순간 전주 쌤 공부 되기 동안 집에 동안 자라 망보정 좀 더 그래 그때 순간도 와.
Well, it says, and those who wish to destroy the multitudes of suffering of existence. So, whatever kind of, whatever samsaric problem, suffering, can be vanquished with bodhicitta.
어떻게, 다른 아시, 증여받을 심진 대망, 심진 밑에 사월을 대받당, 어? 다른 거는 심진, 교육이, 아니, 지금 밑에 와. 동안 왔던데 아니 소소 세도 바지나 세도 그이나 다 전주 섬 고매실에서 왔다 오늘 직시하는 편도한 신이 믿어봐 싸야 다디 편도 제게 탑도 주어디다 쇼도 주어디 전주 섬 고매를 이수비어래
And those who wish to dispel the unhappiness of sentient beings, whatever problems and suffering that sentient beings have, if you wish to dispel their problems, then the method is to generate the mind of enlightenment.
어때? 다가나시 아니시 다 대만자라 저버 대비장 다 독신데 다 또다니 아니 원해시다 랑게 타입에 대원용해 아니 심지 신라야 아니 타입에 아니시다 세바메베 대화지 뜻도 두기나야 다 자주 쓴 공고 그래서 고메레스
And those who wish to enjoy the multitudes of happiness, those are You know, whatever happiness you want to enjoy, and whatever happiness you want others to enjoy, the method again is to generate bodhicitta.
타협, 세바메바, 소통다인다, 담지집에 고맙게 남셨습니다. 타협, 세바메바, 디데기 아니 대화, 세바메바, 아니 쥐어봐, 아니 용도봐, 이 나야 자주 쓴 고매래, 소통스고.
So the multitudes of happiness, infinite happiness, are primarily the happiness of omniscience, full enlightenment, is to be achieved through the meditation on bodhicitta.
어떠신데다 지금도 전주스님 따도 땅에 차서 어디래서 전주스님 따도 공수 어떠시니? 단합시 돈잡이 송해래 재산 뒤 책들자 소소다 책 심지어 감정 재수 땅을 변도 용하래 당신이 마직 주인 삼소들.
Those who wish for all these things, then they should never forsake the mind of enlightenment, which means, should always, meditate on bodhicitta, yeah. So, I think I did mention to you, I guess, to memorize, this verse.
Oh, 어떻습니까? 다 돈다이 드네 인상 오늘 시기다 거기 자주 쓰면서 깨봐이나 드네 속에 하는 신념의 책이나 아니 년도를 하고 같이 자야지 오늘 시기다 디바 델라도 세트베 자주 쓰면 되면 디바 델라도 세트베 아니 자주 쓰면 또 저 델라도 세트베 드네 인상 년도를 쳐도 좋아해 드네 속에 있어야
So through the generation of the mind of enlightenment one is able to easily exhaust the holes of negativities and one is able to finish collecting the accumulation of merit and as such you know, one's practice on one's path greatly excels the hearer's path.
어때서 다 디네마 다 대외정화 공사에 전수 승기 따셔나 내내도 더워는 승수 수식 길로 교수다 어때리셔
So having mounted the horse of the mind of enlightenment that dispels all disheartenment and weariness and proceeds from happiness to happiness, which ones who know of this mind will lapse into despondency. So it is said that those who really understand the extensive benefits of having generated bodhicitta, it is said that such people will never be discouraged. Or
they will never get discouraged from meditating on bodhicitta, and from never get discouraged from cultivating the bodhisattva deeds. Yeah. So this, the teaching says, how is it possible, yeah, for them to feel discouraged?
Oh,
So then next is the discussion on
next matter, the departure kita jilubil ani sem shimba mai pa ta ani ani sik sem shu ke ko ya ta sem shu mai na ani sem ko ra so di che tu su ko ya
so with that with this up to here these are the advice here or methods on how to deal with the laziness of discouragement.
Oh, then that's how it is. That's the name of the car. What to say to dying it? DNC, new butter, and is it the cancer cancer? That new lens will be less than the chisel yellows. And Chavani single, you look in a little number some says that. And it's Chusella Pasha, or Tatila, Nimbo can think of him, or the Lapsa Pisan, or Tosini, somewhere.
So with that, yeah, we have covered the three types of laziness. Yeah. So you have the laziness of just hanging around, not doing anything, which is the laziness of procrastination. Then you have the laziness or attachment to bad activities or it says you could say attachment, laziness of attachment to ignoble activities. Yeah. Then you have the laziness of discouragement, right?
Oh, to see that, to know what this one to talk slow, right? And it's also a somewhat tired, and it's it, someone not seeing, and it's it, and you put it at dinner, and it's also a little chum to talk to me too, and it's also somewhat tired, did they turn it up? Pedal to pedal me do, said he, did they turn it, she took a shit.
So now that we've finished looking at the three types of laziness and the recommended antidotes or remedies to them. So what's left to be done is for everybody to individually go back and think about it, yeah, to look at the antidotes, no, and try to apply them and see whether do they actually work or not. Yeah. So that's what's left to be done. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, got it. Yeah, any question? But it's not sure.
For the Bodhisattva on the path of seeing, who is cutting his flesh to give away to someone who requests it, what is the precise reason it was given, but how does one link having abandoned negativities to not experiencing physical pain, like abandoning killing, for example, to not experiencing physical pain, and to have abandoned the intellectually acquired afflictions to not experience mental suffering? What's the exact reason to explain the two links? You have abandoned negativity of killing, so you won't experience physical pain. You have abandoned the intellectually acquired afflictions, you will not experience mental suffering. But what's the precise reason for these two?
Somebody can answer. 啊？啊 ，somebody said something for that. Yeah. Tati. Chetan tere tati de lingi to tati samadhan yu to. Pena sona mu so ishi ri so sini chik shiki yore. Pena. Ani sona mu so se di zo sugu chube shi. Pena msha so ishi ri so di ishi ri gu chube shi sungu towa. Wa.
You're aware of accumulating the two collections, isn't it? The bodhisattvas accumulate the collection of merit and the collection of wisdom. So the collection of merit results in the form body, and the collection of wisdom results in the truth body, right?
Oh, Tuxini, Chatanda, this word, Jimba, Sujim, Soba, that did it, that's Pesita, Jimba, Sujim, Ani, Jimba, Sujim, Soba, that's something they can take in a conchita. Son of Soldier, you see Soldier numbers.
And the perfections of generosity, ethical discipline, and patience comes under classify under the collection of merit, yeah.
Oh, Tuxini, Ta, Anishi, Pogita, Ishig, so, said it, Sherabi Tenet, so, Sherabi Tenet, Ishig, so, Sashi, Anni, Ishi Chukiku, said to Vesi, Sundigdua.
And it is said that by depending primarily on the perfection of wisdom, one accumulates the collection of wisdom, which is the course of the Dharmakaya, or the truth body.
Oh, Tuxini, don't die in Tire, Danish Rangita Jimba, Sujim Soba, or the Tide Sonam Soya Boy Saltavena, Lude Buyuguer, Tananimutir, or Tire, Sonam Kinni Ludes, that don't die, that's our name, Sonam Soya Boy Saltavena, Lula Nazami, Debuyu, or Tisukyore.
So, through a good collection of a good accumulation of merit through the perfections of generosity, ethical discipline, and patience. It is said that one enjoys physical bliss, yeah. Physical bodily bliss.
As
verse 28 in chapter 7 says, if their bodies are happy due to their merit, yeah. And their minds are happy due to their skill. Primarily, these superior bodhisattvas experience a mental bliss, primarily because of their direct perception of the truth, yeah. Or direct perception of selflessness.
Yeah.
And
아니시다. 아니시 간소하래. 그래. 어떻게 쓸랍다.
당신을 봐도 되니?
변한. 미자와 세당 당신 쓰나? 차라인 걸어와.
그러지.
그러 미자와 쓰나? 락바라와. 제자와 다 미자와 되네? 아니시다. 아니, 룰은, 룰은 미대와 용해. 룰은 동아를 용해. 미자와 내라 되네? 용해. 용해. 미자와 쓰나 되네? 용해시다.
Or if you compare non-virtue and an apprehension of self, yeah. Non-virtue is a more coarse, yeah, coarser, isn't it? Than and through non-virtue, one experiences bodily suffering, yeah. And of course, you know, when you talk about non-virtue, it's essentially a non-virtuous mind, yeah. No.
You did. Don't caution. That don't that did it. That just that. You saw some supper at the Lutibu. T. Tosho, Mijawa sign to Hala. Tipa sign to Hala. Lula Mijawa. What is it?
So he says, if their bodies are happy due to the merit, so bodily bliss is a result of their collection of merit. Yeah. So then the opposite must be that accumulation of non-virtue results in bodily pain.
Look at Tungale, sing it Tungati, Chava Shakyore. Dandana, Lucy, Yiki, Deva, Yiki, Dana, Munishita, sing it to Masedi, Kalaka Shakyore. Chazanto, Ting, Way, Mother, Totipo, Sim Matua, dear, Tosa Tanzi, Maricla, to Tesita, Munishita, Maricla, Munishita, Shukchim with Domatuma, and send them to Mati Domatesh, what is Sukyo.
And if you compare the physical and mental suffering, mental suffering is more acute than physical suffering. And there's such a, because mental suffering is more difficult to get rid of, yeah. And because of apprehension of self, yeah. Then non-virtue arises, yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That the dancing Maripala, there's a good Jamaton, Senta Pogitan, Senta Mateva, you had to go to Yamane, Jazanta, Dametu, Loko, that didn't genes a singing. And it's to say this method.
So, yeah, so the root of all the mental, all the problems, and especially all the mental unhappiness, and basically with what we call ego or apprehension of a self, yeah, or which is the root of all everything, yeah, problems, yeah. So, of course, then, which means that until we can overcome the apprehension of a self, then there's no way to overcome mental unhappiness, mental suffering, yeah. So, as such, then there's a need to generate the antidote, yeah, to the self-grasping, yeah.
Am I answering the question or not? Huh? Am I? Yeah. The symbol is that. Yeah. Sim, you look at symbol, tell it. Sonam, then, sonam, so, so, sonam, so, 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 good to be honest. Tell it. Any time to be shut up, so good to be honest. But that, laying for tea, or tell it.
Well,
the
essence of the answer is that independence upon the collection of merit, one achieves the rupakaya, form body, and independence on the collection of wisdom, one achieves the truth body, dharmakaya. And then you think about it.
From there, you elaborate yourself, how you relate each other, non-virtues, wisdom, rest, emptiness, why that this ends. What you ask, you know, you can. I don't know how to come back together, but I think something like that. So you think more, then maybe you'll find somewhere there. What I'm answering, maybe we'll get there. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Ah, 당신. 어이야.
오케이. This is usual prayers.
소지르기치신메도라지라니신진달게바테 사기신데미데포아지